217 Afternoons with Aaron here on KATE Radio. Putting a wrap on the Albert Lea baseball season, a historic season. Baseball team getting the state for the first time in 52 years. What an atmosphere yesterday. We'll talk about that. A heartbreaking loss for our Tigers in the state quarterfinals. Sean Gaston, head coach of Albert Lea baseball, joins us. And Sean, let's start with the day. Well, before I get to that, A, congratulations to you. Congratulations to the boys. What a magical run. So many memories made for them and for the coaching staff and for so many fans here in Albert Lea. I want to start with congratulations. Thank you for letting us all come along for the ride.
Oh, thank you, Aaron. And it has been. The ride has exactly been the best part, getting to watch our guys go through this whole run and the excitement and the felt in the town. I mean, I don't know if you could really find a better atmosphere for high school baseball than what we had at the mini-mat yesterday. The excitement from the Albert Lea faithful, I mean, my hat is off to the community for the love and support they showed those 16 boys yesterday. And I think it's definitely going to be something that, whether they admitted now for the rest of their life, they're always going to remember that day.
Sean, let's start with the beginning of the day. You guys had a nice send-off here in Albert Lea. Got an escort, police escort out of town with the bus. Talk about the atmosphere out there at the Hammer Complex.
That was fantastic. A big thanks to Paul Durbon and all the district staff that got that organized, and then all the parents and community members. It's those type of things that make high school athletics so such a great thing, is when a town comes together and supports it. And it was fun watching the boys. Yeah, I think they were a little overwhelmed. I mean, that's something that you don't get very often. So there's a little bit of anxiety there. But it was such a great way to kick us off and create a start to a whole day of memories.
Sean Gaston, head coach, Albert Lea baseball team. You guys then took a batting practice in Belle Plaine before you came over to Jordan, correct?
Correct.
So after batting practice, you get to the mini-met. And, you know, it was a delay in the game because the first game took so long. Had to wait, I think, an hour-plus delay in the start time, but I'm sure you didn't care, the boys didn't care. They were ready to play whenever. But because of that, they probably really got a chance to take a look around and see all the Albert Lea fans that were in the grandstand, behind home plate, up and down the hill. Talk about the support, because I think at one point, when I was watching the grandstand yesterday, two-thirds to three-fourths of the fans in that grandstand were cheering for Albert Lea. I mean, the support yesterday was unreal.
It was amazing. It was amazing, Aaron. Yeah, that little pregame time, you know, the boys were ready. You can tell that, you know, the anxiety level was climbing a little bit with them and with us as coaches as well. I mean, it's an exciting day. But just that in that pregame window, running into, you know, a couple of team members from that 1969 team came and found us that shared their memories, which was an awesome chance to hear about their run and some history of Albert Lea, and just fantastic they're willing to come out and support us and be there. And yeah, watching the red and blue come in and start filling up the stands, I mean, I can't even really describe what it's like, to that feeling you get as a competitor when you look up and you see that support behind you. And you know, I know personally I had friends and family come from Indiana, Missouri, around. They drove up, and I know other people had similar responses. So it was, you're right, Aaron. It was awesome. It was one of those things that, it's such a special, special event for our town, our program.
Now, Sean, let's talk about the game. And this young man, he's been your horse all season on the mound. Let's start with Blake Alvey. I know a disappointing end to the game, but Blake went up against a lineup that I think was averaging maybe 8 to 9 runs a game. You knew it was a very good lineup with their team being 22-3 on the season. He gave it everything he could on the mound yesterday. Talk about his performance.
It was the epitome of a Blake Alvey start, in that man gave us everything he had. I mean, he emptied his tank to keep us in that ball game. And like you said, great offensive team. You know, every scouting report we got on them was, you know, this team can swing it, this team can drive the baseball, they're going to battle. And, you know, we knew that our best chance to pull out that game was, we needed a strong pitching performance to Blake. And I'll be real honest with you, Aaron. I think the thing that most impressed me is that man went out there, and when he's really, really on, he's mixing that fastball, that 12-6 curveball, and he struggled finding it. And if you ask him, he would admit that it was a struggle finding it. But just the grittiness, the perseverance that he had all game long to basically be a one-pitch guy, he pulled out a couple of great curveballs, and he absolutely needed them. But hats off to him, and hats off to our defense. They rallied behind him like they have so many times this year. And, they can sense that, that curveball's off a little bit. We're going to have to make some plays. We rolled a double play. Our outfield play was spectacular. Cody Yoko behind the plate did a masterful job calling pitches when you only have a guy who's, really work with one pitch, moving him in and out, keeping him in. But, in the end, it comes right down to the thing that we always knew we could count on from Blake was the heart piece, and it was there yesterday.
Sean Gaston, head coach, Albert Lea Tiger Baseball, recapping a 3-2 heartbreaking loss to Sartell yesterday. Blake Alvey, 6 1/3 innings pitch, 3 runs off of 8 hits. He walked 4 and struck out 1. Your team gets a couple of runs, yet you're up 2-0. I talk about being, and I refer to this on the air, as being the team that was chased, because we talked about this before. It's always good to have them being the chasee, and you get a little momentum. I mean, how is the dugout feeling up 2-0?
I think we felt great, Aaron. We felt great. You're right. That's exactly, if you were asking us what's the game plan, game element number one of that plan would have been Olvey going out and pitching the way he did, keeping us in it. The second part was get a lead, be able to stretch it a little bit, and just constantly keep pressure on. And, I think we were truly a hit or two away from stretching that lead out to 4-5, 6-0, maybe even. We had the base runners, and they made a good pitching change and brought in a strong arm that was able to shut us down. But we did exactly what we needed to do to compete against a great team. And from my standpoint, I wouldn't change anything we did. A bounce here there would have been great, and I wouldn't change the effort the boys gave. They gave it all yesterday, and I couldn't be prouder of a group.
You bring up pitching, a Chase Haying for Sartell. I mean, he threw well, but I thought right from the get-go in the first inning, you guys are getting some very good swings on him. Talk about the young man that came in relief and what you saw from the dugout. I forget his first name, his last name, Phelps Hemish, only a sophomore. When he came in, my first thought was, wow, that's some nasty stuff that he has. Talk about what you saw from the dugout.
No doubt. Again, their starter, No criticism of him, but you're correct, Aaron. I thought we barreled some balls immediately. Right away from the start, guys made hard contact, and we were getting to him. And they made that switch, and I think what we got, from their reliever at the end was a jump in velocity. But I think the thing that really put our guys away was that he had a pretty good slider, it looked like, and he basically went to that pitch heavily once he got ahead of you. And our boys, we made a little adjustment in our strategy. Probably for the first time since I've been head coach, I asked them to take a pitch until we got a base runner on. It worked because, that was the one thing we had gotten on the scouting report from about that young man was he's a 10th grader. Maybe a little bit of lack of experience, maybe gets a little amped up. And the biggest thing, though, is I'll tip my hat to him, is when he jumped ahead, he could throw that slider, and he could throw it just outside the zone to get guys chasing. And it was going to be a struggle to score another run off him.
2-2 game, bottom of the 7th. Again, Blake Alvey working so hard out there. He gets the first out. And then it was Brinker Hoff, I think, was the guy for them to hit the walk-off home run. I mean, you got to tip your cap to him. I mean, they got some good hitters, and he had a good pitch, and he won the game for Sartell.
Oh, exactly. And, we had talked to the coaching staff. Blake had, battled through the 6th. We ran him back out there knowing we were at a point where pitch count wise, there wasn't very many left. And he gets that first guy, and you're feeling pretty good about that. And that pitch again, that wasn't a bad pitch down in the zone. Put a great swing on the ball, and there's just sometimes you get beat. And that's truly what it is. And that's in many ways, as much as it hurts and as much as it's painful, and it's that quick stab to the heart. At the same time, I look back and I think to myself, if we're going to go down to a good team like Sartell, we made them earn every little bit of that, and they took that game from us. We didn't give it to them.
Sean Gaston, head coach Albert Lea, again, a 3-2 loss in the state quarterfinals. Season comes to an end for our Tigers, and we've had calls today where fans have, you know, been wishing, and I've seen it on social media as well, and it just turns out this is, you know, the era that we're wrapping up, the COVID era. So many fans saying, "Golly, I wish they get a chance to play one more. One more game would have been great for them to play at State." We know it's a different year, but it does make the Estate experience, you know, I don't want to say awkward, but unusual, because you usually get to play two games. And again, we're on the back end, hopefully, of the pandemic. That makes the abruptness of this season, you know, come to a screeching halt when you have to win one game to get two more.
It's funny you bring that up, Aaron, because right before you called, we're still on the bus driving back from Jordan right now. And that's exactly what we were talking about, with how great it would have been to have this group of guys together to play another game and to get everyone an experience in that State championship environment. And talking with our coaches today, just having a little meal together, you know, one of the things that I commented on, it's one of the greatest things about athletics, and it's also one of the most painful things, is you bring a group of guys together, and it's a random collection. Yeah, they've known each other their lives growing up and everything, but it's always a different random collection at the start of that year. And sometimes you just make a magical group, and that's what this year was in terms of both the results, but who they were as people, who they were as teammates. And you form this group out of nothing, and then just poof, after doing all this great stuff together, you're done and you go your separate ways. And it's both one of the coolest things that it is to be a coach and be in sports, but it's also one of the most emotionally draining, is once you see this group that you've spent so much time with and you've come to love so much, and they're gone.
Sean Gaston, head coach of the Tigers. Sean, we got about 30 seconds before news. Any final thoughts that you want to share with our listeners on this remarkable, wonderful season?
I just want to say thank you to the town at large. It truly was one of the most memorable experiences of my time at baseball. And just the amount of energy and excitement and passion this town showed for our boys, we can't as a program say thank you enough to the community for that. Thank you to the school district and to all those, and most of all, thank you to the boys. I think they created something that everyone in this town will remember, and we should be super proud of them.
Sean Gaston, head coach, Yoberly baseball team. Sean, thank you so much for all the interviews during this postseason run. Enjoy all the memories and have a safe ride back to Albert Lea, okay?
Thank you for everything, Aaron.